What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This is the Stinking Truth.
There was a narrative that prevailed throughout the majority of last season, and certainly deep into the postseason, that is kind of rearing up again, and it centers around Eagles quarterback, the reigning Super Bowl MVP, Jalen Hurts. His head coach, Nick Sirianni, came out recently and ripped those who push forward the negative narrative that the Eagles as a roster, which is stacked on both sides of the ball, carried Jalen Hurts more than he, as the franchise quarterback and the starting quarterback, helped carry them en route to a Super Bowl victory. Mark, I think Jalen Hurts is one of the more fascinating case studies at the quarterback position in recent NFL history, considering the fact that when you look at his record as a starter, his team success, he's a Super Bowl champion and Super Bowl MVP on the early bright side of his career. And yet, I think if you asked a lot of fans, media members, and maybe even NFL execs and personnel alike in an anonymous survey, who they would like to start a franchise with at the quarterback position, I think there's got to be, you know, 7, 8, 9 names that you might hear picked over Jalen Hurts in that category. Where do you come down on Jalen Hurts, who's proven to be a winner at the highest level, but still presents some fairly reasonable suspicions or suggestions about what he can bring to a team at the quarterback position?
Yeah, I think you look at kind of the style of the offense, you look at how well they're built offensive line wise, you look at what Saquon Barkley was able to bring to the table, and I think that there are a lot of people who think, hey, Jalen Hurts is very much like Brock Purdy, kind of a system quarterback, right? He's got all kinds of great players around him, different system, but it's really more the system and the guys that he has around. Now I sound like Nick Sirianni. We're going to have systems, but like I think there's a lot of people that would speculate that the system is really the more important aspect than the quarterback. And like I would tell you, like in regards to Brock Purdy, his ability to process things pre-snap, identify post-snap, and get to the right guy in a matter of a fraction of a second, that's what makes him special. And, you know, he may not have, and he'll tell you point blank, I don't have the big arm. I am not, got that prototypical size of the big arm. I have to make up with it from the neck up. And I would tell you, when you talk to Jalen Hurts, man, one, the dude is stoic. The dude is really, he's really smart. And he's got a lot that he has to contend with at the line of scrimmage, because a lot of what he does is not only the passing game, but it's also the running game, the RPO game, and how you're going to read that stuff out. And so there is a lot there. But, we'll look at Jalen Hurts and go, well, I mean, it's an automatic conversion on fourth down and one because of the tush push. And, they tried to ban it this year and they kept it in and this, that, and the other. And so, you'll probably discredit him to a degree because of that. And I'm with you. Like if you're starting a franchise, you're going, hey, Burrow and Mahomes. And then you're going, hey, what about Jaden Daniels? And then you're saying, hey, listen, Lamar obviously is one of those guys that you would put in there. And, a lot of people are in love with Justin Herbert, although it hasn't, translated to playoff wins. And so, it's usually, and I will always err on the side, Richie, myself, is I will always err on the side of winning from the pocket, which Jalen Hurts does. He does plenty of, just like Lamar now does plenty of. And but they still have that aspect that makes them dual threat guys. It makes it really hard to contain. It's an interesting debate because I know that Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback. Would I put him in my top five? Probably not, but maybe I can make an argument at five. I could probably argue eight guys at number five, right?
Yeah. So he's the first four are pretty unanimous and they're all in the AFC. Right. And then after that,
You got Josh Allen, Mahomes, you've got Lamar, you've got obviously Burrow. And then you start looking at, all right, now who's five? Is it it's kind of pick your flavor. Is it Hurts? Yeah. Could be.
Is it Hurts? Is it Matthew Stafford? Is it Jaden Daniels, who ESPN has put in the top five recently? Yeah. Their analysts.
Yeah. So it's really interesting. And I think, I fall victim to this as well. If you're not traditional, like if you're not a traditional winning from the pocket on a consistent basis quarterback, like instantly, I look at that like, well, that's where you have to win. To win championships on a consistent basis, that's where you have to win. And Jalen Hurts has proven, hey, man, I can win from there. But is it, there's part of it. And I think I put Lamar in this category as well early in his career. I can win from there as long as everything is balanced. And that's one of the reasons that I think early in his playoff career, he didn't have a ton of success. But last year, man, I mean, the last second drive, he puts it together, has three big plays in there, and ends up scoring a touchdown, and then they drop the 2-point conversion. So I think it's just a really interesting conversation to have because you can consider you still see how the league is like ever evolving at that position. I tell you what, you can do a lot worse than Jalen. You can do a lot worse than Hurts. He's right there at 4, 5, 6, 7. It's somewhere in that category where they're all, we're all splitting hairs about greatness.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Is being a system quarterback, which you brought up just in your last response there, is being a system quarterback a bad thing? Should it be considered a taboo or a bad thing the way I feel like it is used generally in NFL conversations and things of that nature, whether it's Jalen Hurts or frankly, even Bo Nix with the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton's system, who is hand-tailored for that. Why is it considered so negative when you could also look at it from a glass half full perspective and say a system quarterback is somebody who was brought in to a larger system because football is the ultimate name on the front, not the name on the back sport.
Right.
So this guy was brought into something larger than himself and helps that system run at its peak efficiency by playing his role in exactly what he's asked to do at the highest level. Why is that not how we look at being a system quarterback more often than not?
I don't know why it's become you know, why it's become an ugly, you know, dirty four-letter word. I think being a system, like we're all system, you know, everybody's in a system, right? And there are certain things you do well and certain things you don't do well. So every system adjusts based upon, you know, what you throw well, how your eyes see it, how you process that information. So, when it comes to passing, passing schematics and everything, Richie, there hasn't been a new route combination developed in the NFL in 30 years. Like we all run the same, everybody runs the same crap. So essentially, you know, every system has a lot of similarities. What you call it in one system, like for instance, when I was in Washington, our zone running plays were 40-50 gut and 60-70 outside. That was our zone. That's what it was called. 40-50 gut is 14-15 in the zone system, and 60-70 outside is 18-19 handoff. Same exact plays, same exact schemes, same exact everything, different terminology. And so everybody in the NFL, you know, runs a pivot concept. Everybody runs basic. Basic is basic, right? That means basic is you've got a shallow cross and a basic, drive is drive. So the drive concept is everybody runs a drive is a shallow cross with a basic over the top. Basic in every offense in the National Football League is a 12-yard in-cutting route, right? So drive concept is a shallow underneath with a basic over the top. Every team in the league runs that. Every team in the league runs a mesh concept where they condense four formations and you run two shallow crosses. And, you know, those shallow crosses are going to work as rub routes or pick routes, and somebody's going to come open off that. And usually you'll put a basic over the top of that at 12 or 14 yards. So you have that, you know, you're creating traffic. That's all you're doing. Everybody runs that. Like everybody runs a pivot concept. Everybody runs the same, the curl flat. Every team in the league has curl flat. Every team in the league runs scat hank. Every team in the league, every team, they're all the right. same thing. There's all nuance on it. So you're running a system. Running a system is important, and it's important to understand what you do well in that system. That's where I always say, hey, identity is important. And you got to make sure as a quarterback or as a player that you and the coach see the system and see the plays as the same thing. I don't know. It's like you can't operate an offense outside the system. Like Tom Brady isn't scrambling around and making plays with his feet, but I always said he's one of the best scramblers I've ever watched that never leaves the pocket. His subtle nuance, his movement skills, his feel, where he can keep his eyes down the football field and just feel where he's in the pocket. I think it's exceptional. And I used to marvel watching it. And it may be 6-inch slide here, 8-inch movement up in the pocket, just enough to create enough space to rifle one over the middle and complete it. Like that, those things are special. So, I don't get all into the system being a four-letter word. I don't buy into that. But a lot of people do. And I don't know. Jalen Hurts is awesome. He's a great player. He's a Super Bowl MVP. He's balled out two times, one in a loss, and he was awesome in the loss. And then, of course, last year where they just utterly dismantled the Kansas City Chiefs, which was music to my freaking ears because I hate the Kansas City Chiefs with the white-hot intensity of 1,000 suns.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.